Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're looking at child care expenses this morning. A new bank rate study confirms what a lot of families already know, that child care is an enormous expense for families. Joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line is bank rate analyst Alex Galey to kind of help break down the numbers. Alex, what are we seeing out there right now?
Hi, thank you for having me. According to our analysis of Census Bureau data and Child Care Aware of America estimates, full-time center-based care for one infant costs families at least 10% of their income in 48 states and the District of Columbia. So that's nearly the entire country where families on average are spending more than 10, at least 10% or more of their income on infant care costs.
Here in New York State, that percentage closer to 20, isn't it?
It is. New York ranked in the bottom three for infant care affordability. So for the purposes of this study, we really only considered average prices for full-time daycare for one infant. But New York did land in the bottom. On average, full-time center-based infant care costs roughly $19,500 annually per child in the state of New York, which translates to nearly $1,700 per month. And a typical New York family would have to allocate about 20% of their annual income to afford that, which is well above the national estimate of 15%, which is still high.
That's kind of eye-popping, those numbers. I mean, how has that changed over the years?
So in this study, we didn't look at year-over-year changes or changes over time, but what I can tell you is that when I analyze data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, what I found is that daycare and preschool costs have risen exponentially over the last three decades, over 1.5 times faster than overall inflation since January 1991.
Wow, it's crazy and still not surprising to a lot of people to hear that, because you're feeling it, right? I mean, if you have kids, especially kids that are in daycare, is part of the message here, you look at a study like this, obviously, the study isn't going to fix the problem, but it can tell people that, hey, if you're planning ahead, make sure you're setting aside enough money. Like, this is how much it's going to cost you, because if you're expecting or you have a young one who's not yet in daycare, you might not realize how much of a chunk that takes out.
Yes, new parents may be, it's very easy to feel surprised by these numbers, especially as a new parent who has no idea what these costs are. For context, full-time center-based care for one infant, it's more on average than a household's annual budget for food, healthcare, and transportation. Really the only expense that costs more for households, based on the figures that we looked at, is housing. So it is really important to try to plan ahead as much as possible. The reality is a lot of families are not doing that, and so it ends up being more of a scramble when it comes to having children. And a lot of times what families are having to do is they're having to cut costs and also increase their income to try to afford childcare. But if you can plan ahead and put money away in a high-yield savings account little by little, that can make such a huge difference in those early years.
There have to be a lot of families that are weighing whether it makes sense for both parents to work outside of the house, right?
Yes, that is absolutely true. That is certainly a debate that parents often have when it comes to child care costs, especially when there's one parent that is earning significantly more, then that may lead the other parent in a two-income household to decide to take a step back from their career and lose out on those earnings. But you're also losing out on retirement savings if you're not contributing to a retirement account. And this really has a compounding effect on that one parent's earnings, finances, overall wealth. And a lot of the times, unfortunately, it is women in the household who tend to take a step back in their careers, and therefore they lose out on those earnings, they lose out on that career progress and growth, and it can have it can impact them hundreds of thousands of dollars they could lose out on over their lifetime because of that.
Is there anything you've noticed that, you know, you look at the disparity of the Dakotas or, you know, some of these other states compared to New York? Is there anything that these states are doing differently that's contributing to having such lower costs?
That's likely due to the lower cost of living in those states, as well as the makeup of their local child care supply and demand and their labor forces. Every state, every area looks different when it comes to their supply and demand of child care and their labor forces. And while infant care is more affordable in places like South Dakota, North Dakota, the research that I've seen when I went peeled it back another layer is that the current child care system in many of these more affordable states do still fall short on accessibility and quality. Nearly half of South Dakotans live in a child care desert where there's an area, basically there's areas where there's not enough licensed child care providers. So while costs may be lower, many families can't access the child care they need still.
Alex, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.